see. I used to like to watch Gino Ochoa play the enforcer role. Didn't have as much talent as some, but he sure played with an awful lot of soul. Now you can go ahead and be a jerk, and you can call him a goon, but he fought like a kid in a schoolyard. He was trying to make a bully sleep his little brother alone. There was a reason people always shouted his name. They recognized the emotions playing across his face. They recognized those feelings, knew they'd often felt the same. To determine the look that says, I'm just fighting, stay in the game. I'm just fighting, stay in the game. I'm just fighting, stay in the game. I'm just fighting. We're so polite and nice, but we're more like the Romans that we know, and we like to see a little blood on the ice. But the armchair shadows and the TV clowns, they don't pay the butcher's bill. It falls to people like Gino to go out and bleed for the national spectacle. But he wouldn't let himself become another casualty. He took your worst impulses and he turned them around to lead a life of leadership and dignity. There was a reason the people always shouted his name. They recognized the emotions playing across his face. They recognized a feeling, knew they'd often felt the same. It's a determined look that says, I'm just fighting, stay in the game. 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 Fighting to keep the love of our spouses. Fighting to keep the banks from taking our houses. Fighting to keep the respect of our children. Making a living, not making a killing. Nation's leader Gino Ojig met with the Pope, it's true. Pope apologized for the church's role in Canada's residential school. I wonder, was he tempted to grab him by the jersey and pop him a few? But Gino forgave him, said it's time to work together to build. Now he owns and runs the golf course out on the Musqueam, leading young people with a strong example. That is what he's always done. There was a reason the people always shouted his name. They recognized the emotions playing across his face. They recognized those feelings, knew they'd often felt the same. It's a determined look that says, I'm just fighting to stay in the game. I'm just fighting to stay in the game. I'm just fighting to stay in the game. I'm just fighting to stay in the game.
C-I-T-R 101.9 FM.
Vancouver. Well, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Alksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Well, it is an auspicious day here on the Eclectic Lunch. Not only are we doing the first broadcast from the studio in like over a year, but we have our first guest in over 3 years. Madeline Reed is here. Hi, Madeline.
Hello.
Oh, this is very exciting.
It is. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we've had you on before with your sister Savannah, but this is the first time just the two of us.
Yes, how nice.
Yeah, how lovely. For those who don't know, Madeline has been an important part of this show since we started in 2014. It's almost 9 years.
Wow.
Almost 9 years I've been doing this show.
Incredible. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. And for those who are wondering why I sound kind of echoey, we're having a little mic problem here. I gotta move this up. There, that might be a little better. Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, that's good. So, the very first show that we did in 2014, I played Best I Got.
That's right.
Which was the song that you did in high school.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. So, now you've got a big single coming out.
Yes, it feels very exciting. It's fun when you talk about Best I've Got to just think about, 9 years, how far I've come and how much has happened. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. So first of all, let's talk about the new single.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's it called?
Fairweather Rider.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about it. Where does it come from? What's it about?
Yeah. So it's a song that I've been sitting on. I wrote it in early 2019. So it's almost 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels very good to be finally putting it out in the world.
Yeah.
But I wrote it as a Vancouver bike commuter. It's a song. It's quite literally a song about biking, committing to biking in the winter rain of Vancouver. You can read into definitely some deeper metaphor for sure.
Yeah.
But I was really inspired just to think about what is biking in winter Vancouver, and what does that mean to commit to sort of this mode of transportation even when it is quite miserable out, and turn that into a folk country song.
Oh, that's a great idea. Well, let's listen to it.
Sure.
And then we'll talk about it.
Sounds great.
Fair weather rider, what do you say? When the clouds roll in over English Bay.
Oh,
So it sounds incredible. Like, you actually got a producer, and you've been in the studio, and you've got musicians and all the whole works.
Yes, I know. It's pretty – I feel very lucky to have had the team that I had to mm-hmm. work on this song, for sure.
Well, tell me a little bit about them. Who's on the song?
Yeah, so I recorded the song at Flash Recording, which is in East Vancouver, mm-hmm. With Andrew Conroy. It's his studio. He engineered and mixed the song and co-produced it with me. And then on the song, electric guitar is actually my roommate until tomorrow. We're actually parting ways. It's very sad. But Yamil Chain Haddad, he is the electric guitarist, and we live together, and he's in another band called Earth Tones. Mm-hmm. And so I sort of stole members of this band this song, and, you know, as one does. Yeah. And so the upright bassist is Sydney Tuff. Mm-hmm. Percussion is Jameson Coe. And then the violinist is Katie Stewart, who is not in Earth Tones, but is in a different band with Sydney and Jameson. They all went to Cap Jazz together. So I got to, you know, pick the brains of these really cool, educated jazz musicians for this song, which is pretty great.
Yeah, that is pretty great.
Yeah. Oh, and Savannah's in there too, I should mention. My sister and my dear friend Devin, they're both singing mm-hmm. Backup vocals.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course, you have to have them there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about sort of the genesis of the song, mm-hmm. but I wanted to go into, like, songwriting itself, mm. which has always confused and fascinated me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, like, where do songwriters get the notion of putting, you know, the idea of riding a bike mm-hmm. into something that turns into a, you know, a beautiful song? Like, what's your process?
That's such a great question, and it's interesting because I really feel like my process in many ways has evolved over especially the last year, because I got some grant funding to work on a really special project.
Nice.
That we'll be hearing more about soon in the coming months.
Mm-hmm.
And this song in particular was interesting because I actually wrote it the same day as Give a Little More, which is on the Arbutus EP that I did with Savannah. So it was mm-hmm. my most prolific songwriting day of my life. I like to call it my, like, Dolly Parton, I Will Always Love You and Jolene day.
Did she write both those songs on the same day?
She wrote both those songs on the same day. Isn't that absurd?
Wow.
I know. It's, yeah, she's incredible force of nature. But with this, I have to think back 4 years ago, but with this song in particular, I think I started with, it's actually, the chord progression is inspired by Harvest Moon by Neil Young. It's mm-hmm. sort of that same drop D, like D6, D7, D major 7 situation that he does. And so I was feeling inspired by that, and then I had this idea to think about, okay, so I sort of had, okay, I have chords, I have this general concept. And often what happens when I first write a song, I don't know if this is what happened in this case, but often, so it's possible, is the sort of initial, either a chorus or a bit of a verse melody will come to me with some lyrics,
mm-hmm.
generally is how it goes, and then I think, okay, so that's what happened there. How do I build from that? What ideas have I not yet explored that are related to what I've already said in that line or that phrase? And sort of build from there.
Mm-hmm.
I also, I'm on this personal mission. I love folk country music and did not grow up in the countryside. And so I'm sort of on this personal mission to articulate my own experience, my own lived experience from the city in folk country music.
Yeah.
And so that's a big part of this too, is I was kind of like, okay, if, you know, if country music can make me feel nostalgic about, say, taking a train ride through the country, and I've never done that, how can I do that with my daily bike commute? You know, can I create this feeling of nostalgia or longing or pleasant enjoyment about something that many people would say is pretty unenjoyable, like biking in darkness in January, in the rain in Vancouver. So that's sort of a vague answer.
I used to do that when I was a bartender.
Yeah.
Riding home at 3 a.m.
Oof.
In the rain in the dark in January.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, you know, in one sense, you come home and you're soaking wet, but there's sort of an exhilaration.
Totally.
Of getting cold water splashed in your face.
Absolutely.
When you're tired and,
yes.
and worn out, and it just kind of reinvigorates you.
Totally, totally. Yeah. It definitely, like, can wake you up again or make, you know, make it possible to get home and feel mm-hmm. kind of recentered. And yeah. I also love actually that the commute from work home, I really appreciate, because I feel like it helps reset me and take me out of the work context and put me into, you know, okay, now I'm away from work, I've processed, I've moved my body a bit, and I can go on to to focusing on other things. Yeah. Cool.
So you like you said, you didn't really grow up with country music. So how did you discover that, and who are your influences?
Well, I think I think of my parents don't listen to a lot of country music, but I grew up.
Yeah, your dad's a rocker.
Yeah, exactly. And my mom really is too.
Yeah.
not a musician herself, but that's what she loves. Yeah. But I grew up driving. My family has a cabin in the interior in the Southern Caribou region. My mom's brother does. And I grew up going there with my uncle and my grandma. And my grandma would always play Patsy Cline in the car. And so I always think of, when I think about my childhood, even though I wasn't listening to country music all the time, there are these kind of key childhood adventurous moments, these long drives listening to Patsy Cline. And so I would say my music doesn't sound like Patsy Cline necessarily, but I do think of her a lot, and Dolly Parton. I love both of them. But then I think the closer influences of mine are more these women in sort of the modern folk bluegrass alt country scene. People like I'm With Her, which the band members of I'm With Her are Sarah Jarosz, Aoife O'Donovan, and Sarah Watkins. They're all incredible bluegrass folk musicians. And then Lula Wiles, a different trio of women from the United States, are also very amazing. And so, yeah, sort of these women doing these like three-part harmonies or singing about things that might be a little more what I'm doing, right? Like talking about sort of these modern ideas, but with the sounds of country folk music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sort of more in a kind of a traditional, like you said, bluegrassy mountain music kind of sense of it, and kind of rediscovering.
Totally.
That. Yeah. So it's becoming a new genre in its own.
No,
but like there's a whole wave of especially young women that are bringing that kind of music back. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
Tell me about Sarah McLachlan.
Sarah. I haven't talked to Sarah in a long time, but I did go to the Sarah McLachlan School of Music, as did my sister Savannah. Mm-hmm. They have a bit of a closer relationship. I knew Sarah sort of vaguely. She would come around the school for folks who don't know what that is.
Let's talk about the school itself, because it's a really cool thing.
It's amazing. Yeah. So the Sarah McLachlan School of Music is a free music school for youth, for young people. I don't know the earliest age, probably as young as, they might even do toddler programs at this point. They've really expanded. But people in grade school, and then I actually went back. They had some alumni programs for folks post high school graduation, so I did that for a bit too.
So how long were you there?
I actually was only there cumulatively for 3 years. Mm-hmm. I discovered it pretty late in high school. I didn't start till grade 11, but Savannah was there starting in grade 6, I think. So she was there for quite some time. Yeah. And they actually have expanded. They have a school in Edmonton now as well.
No kidding.
Yeah, and they have programs they run within elementary schools and different alternatives.
Is there
schools.
A large faculty? A lot of people teaching
there? I don't know the exact numbers, but there's, I think, especially across both provinces, there's a number of folks. Yeah. Yeah, and it's, I mean, they offer so many different musical programs too. They'll do musical theater. They do, various instruments, music theory, vocal ensembles, different band ensembles, cross-class collaborations, songwriting. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. What do you think you got out of it the most?
I think I got out of it. Well, my high school didn't have the best funding for music, so I didn't really have that outlet. There was a great theater program where I went to high school, but not music. And so I was able to access, I think, a musical community was a big part of it, like being with other young people who were really interested in learning and developing musical skills and building that community. And I also think I got out of it, especially when I went back as an alumni, the confidence to call myself a musician and to pursue that identity and pursue that as a viable, I mean, I'm not really necessarily pursuing it as a career at this point, but as like a meaningful activity to do and cultivate
you're
in your life.
You're definitely taking it seriously as part of who you are.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
That's, going from that I want to be to I am is a big leap.
It's huge. Yeah. It's huge. Yeah. And I remember one faculty member saying to me at one point, I can't remember who it was, but I remember the comment so clearly saying, you just got to say you are a musician. Just make it the first thing you say. And it's interesting because I have a day job too, but I've started just putting musician first. When people say, what do you do? I say, oh, I'm a musician and I have this other job, which I also love that other job, but I'm trying to, not make music second, but hold it equally and, you know, and as high regard as my other work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and you're playing live a lot? Or
Yeah, lots of shows coming up this year, which is pretty exciting. I have a release party for this song mm-hmm. on Thursday, January 26th at the Heatley on Hastings and Heatley in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And then shows lined up for February and March and applying to some festivals for the summer. So hopefully that pans out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where do we find out that? Is there a MadelineReed.com?
There in fact is, yes. MadelineReed.com exists. It has all of my show information on it. You can find all my songs and music videos. There's actually, I should mention, there's a music video coming out for Fairweather Rider as well
mm-hmm.
on the 26th.
Yeah.
So that'll be available. It's a pretty fun video.
Great.
So you'll be able to see that on the website as well.
And there's an album as well. Fairweather Rider is the single, but there's maybe...
There's the first single. Fairweather Rider is the first single of a series of singles that we'll be putting out. And then the album's going to come out in May. And so it's a whole... That might be a whole other show, a whole other conversation, but there's, or we can talk about it now. Both are good. Yeah. But there's that album is a full compilation of this, really exploring this idea of, you know, how do you write country folk style music with lyrical content that's about urban places?
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty neat.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do get into any of these festivals,
mm-hmm.
who would you like to be on stage with?
Like, in a utopic world
where I could play
with anyone I wanted.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's such an interesting question. And like, can I add a addendum to this that also I'm not intimidated by this person at all and I think they're amazing and I have full confidence in myself to be on stage with them.
Okay. We'll let it go this time.
Because I could say that I would want to be on stage with, my mind is blanking on all the amazing people. But just, you know, anyone who's really, really talented and amazing would be. I mean, okay, this is maybe a cop-out, but I do, like, really want to play these festivals with my band. You know, I think it's so cool to work with other young emerging artists mm-hmm. and all be sort of collaborating on trying to make it together and grow each other's portfolios and opportunities. So in many ways, I actually would love most to play with my band who is on the song.
Absolutely.
But to have other folks accompany me.
The reason why I brought it up, this might help, is that aside from the main stage mm-hmm. shows every night, during the day there's all these
little workshops
and the tents. And mm-hmm. from the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, the one I remember the most was the time there was a politics and songwriting workshop with Joey Shithead from DOA and Pete Seeger.
Oh my God.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking about.
Cool.
Who is your Pete Seeger?
Yeah. Oh, who is? Okay. I think it would be amazing to do a workshop with Brandi Carlile.
All right.
Good answer. So astounding.
Yeah.
And I think it would be so cool to share that space. And she's been collaborating a lot with really amazing musicians that mm-hmm. I love as well. And so she seems to have this sort of collaborative sharing the stage thing going. Then it feels like it would be really fun to be a part of that. Because who knows who else she might bring along in the mix too.
Exactly. From your lips to God's ear. Mm. Let's make it happen.
Yes, Brandi, please.
Okay, I think we're done.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This is awesome.
This was great. This is, you know, exactly what I was hoping for.
Oh, good. So, yeah. Well, me too.
Yeah. It's great to be back in the studio.
Yeah.
It's great to be hanging out with you again. I got to say, we didn't get a chance to talk, but your dad's 60th birthday was a couple of months ago. And when I walked in, I saw you and your sister Savannah on stage mm-hmm. with your dad's band. And, I just thought, like, what better way to spend your 60th birthday than to sing with your daughters?
I was actually thinking about that day earlier today, and afterwards I had a good cry in the car on the way home, because I just was like, how special is it to get to do that? Like, I really, you know, they're really the inspiration behind why I do what I do and the reason I do it. So
And for those who don't know, your dad is Nick Reed
mm-hmm.
and his partner Danny Balance.
Yes.
What's their band called now? I keep forgetting.
It's called Bus Hucker.
Bus Hucker, that's it. They've been around for years and years and years. My brother's best friend from high school.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. The roots go so far back.
Yeah,
they're
they
so
sure
deep.
Do. Yeah. Cool. Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you grew up around music. Mm-hmm. You're carrying it on. It's good for you.
Thanks.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks. Now, before we carry on, I do have to clear up one thing. In that bit at the end, when we talked about Madeline's dad, Nick's 60th birthday, I neglected to mention it was also the wedding celebration of Nick and his lovely bride, Kirsty. They combined the wedding and the birthday into one big party, and a fun evening was had by all. So, congratulations, Nick and Kirsty. Now, remember, you can see Madeline and her band live on Thursday night, the 26th, that's next week, at the Heatley, at Hastings and Heatley, for the official release of this new single. You can get all the details at Madeline's website, which is madelinereed.com, spelled MadelineReed.com. We're going to take a short break now and continue with more music from Madeline, her sister Savannah, and some of the other musicians you'd be able to see at the Heatley on Thursday night, including Small Opera and the Earth Tones. Don't touch that dial.
You've been troubled. You've been broke. You've been hungry. No job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad. No, that's all that is.
CITR is powered by Guayaki Yerba Mate. Yerba mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaki mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaki is more than just a yerba mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which includes stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of yerba mate. Visit guayaki.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I'm not saying this on some whimsy. I've had some time to think this through. And I promise that forever I'll be here with you. If you ever wonder where you belong, you won't have to search very far for my open arms. And I promise that forever they'll be here to hold you. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do without. 'Cause I thought about it an awful lot, and these three words are the best I've got. I will never throw you down, only lift you up so high, so you can see above the clouds and reach for the sky. And I promise that forever I will help you fly. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do without. 'Cause I thought about it of my hand that I wish would emerge in anger.
sees there's no one to blame. And I won't look back, but I still seem to fight. And though I close my eyes, I look there every time. And when I see you, I try to explain. And making myself better isn't as easy as it seems. And I know I can't change anything. And I shouldn't try. But I can't help holding everything. For now I
wondering if I could use.
Can you be honest with me? Do you want who I could be? Maybe I'm too damn easy. But there's something else I think I don't see. I've been feeling comfortable trying to know just what you're looking for. Off lines, you deny. I need you to let me know in time. Honey, there's a lot of trouble going on in my mind. But here you are. And who knows if you'll come around again. Patience leaves me feeling like a friend. Remember that day when I gave it all away? You didn't know what to say, so I like it was okay. Lately I can't tell if you want more. Leave me waiting, but I still adore. You go, but here I am, and who knows if you'll come around again. Patience leaves me feeling like a
ever since I was a baby, I learned how to love. Be a man, you give him all your time, and things will go
I grew up dreaming that I could be so kind, to love without conditions, to mean that I would find someone who would hold me and rock me while I cried. Little did I know he would be the reason why. Should I be disappointed? Could I be to blame? Give a little more, give a little more. What are you gonna take? When you give so much in the name of love, your heart will surely break. Give a little more, give a little more. Don't tell me that it's fate. When you give so much in the name of love, could it be another way? Since I was a baby, I learned how to love, but something never felt quite right. And I am disappointed. How could I be to blame? Give a little more, give a little more. What are you gonna take? When you give so much in the name of love, your heart will surely break. Give a little more, give a little more. Don't tell me that it's fate. When you give so much in the name of love, could it be another way? Give a little more, give a little more. What are you gonna take? When you give so much in the name of love, your heart will surely break. Give a little more, give a little more. Don't tell me that it's fate. 'Cause when you give so much,
hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more, yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
Yeah, check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Oh. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
My time. On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard from Jeff Berner, rest in peace, Gina Ojic, Madeline Reed, Savannah Reed, Earth Tones, and Small Opera. Our theme music is by Rye Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. Remember, you can donate to support the people of Ukraine at the Canadian Red Cross, doctorswithoutborders.ca, or comebackalive.in.ua and help save some lives. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca, and remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR. Eva is up next with What's the Story, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2 o'clock. And as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwuar the Human Serviette at 3:30. We'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Another morning and you're lost. Between the stories that you taught yourself to say, to make it through the day, to make it go away. Hey,
Dracula from MacLew, and you are tuned in to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.ca.